In front of you are two large plans. On the left, the architectural drawing by John and Sylvia Reed of the house at 221B Baker Street, built about 1780, and of the famous living room. On the right is an 1834 map of the borough of St. Marylebone in London. Baker Street is to be found in the green-coloured area below and to the left of Regent's Park. As you turn round, you will see four display cabinets. In cabinet number one are two police uniforms. One is that of a City of London police constable in the 1890s, with his truncheon and helmet. The other is a Zurich cantonal police uniform of about 1912. Note the sword by way of contrast to the London bobby's truncheon. Also in this cabinet are displayed housebreaking implements of the Victorian era, including a large jemmy and a file, some skeleton keys, and a knife for removing putty from window glazing. In cabinet number two, you will see a brightly coloured jersey of the Blackheath Rugby Football Club in southeast London. Sherlock Holmes's colleague Dr. Watson recorded that he had played rugby for Blackheath. The cabinet includes photographs of the players around the time of The Final Problem and a drawing of an 1894 match between Blackheath and Rosslyn Park. Two cards in the cabinet give some brief information on Dr. Watson's rugby career. Below is a display relating to the London Metropolitan Police computer named the Home Office Large Major Inquiry System, or HOLMES for short, which, of course, spells Holmes. The display includes Scotland Yard exhibit labels attached to items left by Holmes at the Reichenbach Falls, including his Alpenstock, his silver cigarette case, and the note written on three sheets of paper which he left for Watson to find. There is also the statement which Dr. Watson would have given to Scotland Yard if they had been on hand to investigate the disappearance of Holmes. On the right of the cabinet, you will see three hats of the type worn by Sherlock Holmes. They are the famous deerstalker, which he would only have worn in the country, and a black felt Homburg hat, which he wore on at least 22 occasions, and a black silk top hat, which a gentleman would wear on more formal occasions in London. The maquette is of a statue to Sherlock Holmes in Karuizawa in Japan, which depicts the detective in his popular image with Inverness cape, deerstalker and pipe. You have probably already seen John Doubleday's full-size statue of Holmes in similar attire, just a few steps from the entrance to the museum. Below the hats are some more items relating to Dr. Watson's career. There is Gray's Anatomy, open at the page dealing with the subclavian artery, where he was struck by a jezail bullet when he was serving in Afghanistan. Two jezail bullets are also shown, and the Afghan War Medal, to which Watson was entitled. The front page of the graphic for 8th May 1880 illustrates one of the Bengal Mounted Rifle Brigades, and the Illustrated London News for the 20th September 1879 shows the British Army cantonment at Kandahar, where Watson would have been stationed. And could the photograph possibly be of the young Dr. Watson himself?